On 1170 SEN, welcome. Thank you for being part of our program the next couple of hours of the show. Welcome to our listeners via 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast and wherever you're listening around the world on our SEN app. Everything remains the same. You can get in contact with us via the app or use the text number 0457 736 736. Or you can give us a call, 1300 01 1170. News out of rugby league at the moment, the NRL is considering stage 3 restrictions for Roosters players and officials because of these COVID cases in Bondi. We'll have an update from the Premier of the overall situation in about an hour's time. So it means no public transport if they go to stage 3 for the Roosters players and officials. No public transport, no cafes, masks at indoor venues. So back to the way that it's been. Roosters will meet with biosecurity experts this morning. We will keep our eye on that one. And as I said, Melbourne City and MacArthur FC at this stage won't have any crowds at their home semi-final, Melbourne City's home semi-final at Amy Park against MacArthur FC. They are looking to possibly move that match. It's the way of the world at the moment. So we're into the semi-finals of the A-League, and I'm pleased to say that Paolo Retre from Sydney FC has joined me on the line. Paolo, thanks for your time this morning. You must be looking forward to Saturday night, Netstrata Jubilee Stadium, because there's nothing like semis, huh?
No, you're right, yeah. This is what every professional athlete wants to do, is get to finals time, and it's really exciting. So it'd be great to get out there and do the job for the fans.
How have you handled following the bouncing ball, like I just said there, that the Melbourne City MacArthur FC match at the moment, you know, that may change given what's going on with COVID. How have you handled the way that it's panned out this year? Because it's just been a weird and wacky old year, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, it's kind of unprecedented with all the changes and disruptions. But I guess, you know, it's been the same for everybody. Some teams have probably had it tougher, maybe Melbourne, with, you know, all the restrictions that they've had over the recent times. But I think the best way to just, you just have to get on with it. And you have to know that in the back of your mind that you obviously got a semi-final to play and you got to win the game. So, yeah.
With the success that Sydney FC have had over the last couple of years, when you get to this stage of the league, when you get to the semi-finals, when you get to crunch time, what is the talk around the playing group? Are there certain players that say, come with us, we've been here before? Or does the mindset change again that you're going into this stage of the premiership?
I would say only a tiny bit. I think because of Sydney, we've got a lot of experienced players that have, like you said, been here and done it before. So it's probably a bit more calm than what it would be at other clubs that I've been at. In terms of finals time, but I think it's just more so the fact that we've just got the experience and we've been here, so there's a bit of that calm factor around the ground.
And what about you personally this year, mate? You step in for Ryan Grant in the final game of the regular season, play a starring role along the way with a 2-0 victory. How do you summarise your input to the team throughout this season?
Yeah, look, I think I've done my job when I've needed to play, and it's been the case. Obviously, I've had to step in for Ryan. It's sort of been the plan over the last, you know, since the Socceroos had been announced. It was the plan to sort of go in there, and I'd have to probably step in. So I already knew what I was sort of doing, and I've done it before. So yeah, I'm confident that I can help the side.
Ryan McGowan, Andrew Redmayne, all off on Socceroos duty as well. It's not bad, mate, when you can lose players of that calibre but still have the kind of performances that you're putting in and be at the level that you're at as a club. It speaks to the depth and the structure of the unit at Sydney FC.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes, you know, you can take individuals out. And, like, obviously we did lose quality players. Like, they are great players with the Socceroos, so all of them are really great. But I mean, I think, yeah, like you said, it does speak volumes with the players that and the structures that we have involved. And, you know, you can lose one or two players and it's not, you know, going to hinder the whole side. So, yeah, it probably speaks volumes for everybody at the club.
I'm a bit of a weather nerd, Paolo, so I've been checking out the weather and I think there's a little bit of rain around on the weekend. Not sure if it's going to stay on into the nights, but if it is wet out there on Saturday night at Netstrata, does that bother you?
No, not really. I enjoy playing in the wet, actually. It's maybe it's being a Melbourne boy, I'm sort of used to it being more wet weather. So, but yeah, look, I'm sure it's going to be fine. And Jubilee is a great stadium, so I'm sure the ground will be great.
All right, and your opponents, Adelaide United. So you guys have met four times this season. And when you take a look at the scoreboard, it's even Stevens. Two draws, one win for Sydney, one win for Adelaide United. What are you expecting from them this Saturday?
Look, they've been a tough side for us to play all year. They've got a good mix of young and old players, some experience as well. So, yeah, look, they deserve to be there. On Saturday, and we're confident going into the game. We had a really good last performance against them with a 4-1 victory, so yeah, we're full of confidence.
Paolo, I wish you all the best, mate. Have a big one on Saturday night. Hopefully there's a good crowd out there. Let's make sure that we get through all the way to the final of the A-League, and hopefully COVID doesn't shut us down again and we have to readjust, but I'm sure the league will power on. Congratulations on all the success so far this season. It's been wonderful to watch, and all the best against Adelaide United.
Thank you. Thank you very much.